Reading from Psalm 100,
a psalm for thanksgiving. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness is to all generations.
Is breakable with you. We are. to sin or to shame. We are defiant in your name. You are the fire that cannot be saved. You are the power in our veins. Our Lord, our God, our conqueror.
Christ alone,
Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus'
together.
yours.
So I'll stand, sing it out.
So I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered all. I am is yours.
I stand.
So I'll stand.
Holy, holy is the
for me. And it ends with the bride and groom and the wedding by a glassy sea. This is the story of the bride in white singing on her wedding day. And all together all that was and is would stand before her God and sing.
Sing it again,
this is the story of the Son of God hanging on a cross for me. And it ends with the bride and groom and the wedding by a glassy sea. This is the story of the bride in white singing on her wedding day. And all together on the was and is and standing for her God and
God, thank you so much, as I say almost every week as I lead these prayers, just thank you for who you are, and thank you that you are beautiful, and that all that we are, all that creation is, that we can stand before you and sing because of what you did for us on the cross. We can take all of our blemishes, all of our shortcomings, all of the things that make our hearts ache, and we can give them to you and know that you hold them in your hand and that we can trust you with them. And that you catch our tears and you are the peace that we long for. And so with that in mind, God, we come before you with our prayers for healing, prayers for thanksgiving. God, we pray for Mary Bell Schauer as she's at a rehab hospital on Good Drive. Just pray that you'd be with her as she continues to heal from her fall. Just be with her as she's our most elderly member. Just be with her, that she would know your peace. And just thank you for the testimony that she gives every time you're around her. She talks about Jesus all the time. And we pray for also pray for Joyce Cody as she continues to need healing with some chronic pain that she's been having. Be with the Davis family, Brian Davis, as his health is failing. And just be with his family as they approach what appears to be his end. Just pray that you'd be with him and the family and everyone involved. Be with Jeff Cobb. This is Pastor Steve's nephew as he recovers from back surgery. Just pray that you would that he would know your peace as he walks through that. Be with Madge Walker as she is in need of healing in her one eye, which she just recently had surgery with. Just pray that there would be a good report with the doctors. Pray for continued healing there. And be with Kelly Carr. Kelly is at Women and Babies Hospital. She's had some complications with the pregnancy. Just pray that you'd be with her and Bob. As this is a new thing for them and they're walking through it, just pray that they would know your peace and that Kelly and the baby would be protected and that things would work out okay. We also thank and praise you, God, for the new life coming to our church. Pray for Bob and Kelly, of course, expecting their baby in October. Be with the McElhaneys, who are expecting a baby in August. And Rosalie and Greg Pichiro, I believe, very soon, this month. And God, we thank you for the way that our church is involved in worldwide missions. Be with Mark and Kristen as they're down in Peru. Just pray for Tiffany Nunez, whom Kristen and Mark, through Victoria's Fund, are helping Tiffany go through medical school, and I believe she's nearing the end of that or at the end of that. Also pray for Samuel Ramirez as he ministers down there among the natives. Just pray that you'd be with him. Be with Deanne Zimmerman as she continues to minister in Thailand at the school there. And we also just thank you for the testimony that we're having this morning. Through Upward Ministries, just pray that you would just be with the ministry as they take people and show them your creation and help them to slow down and talk. Just pray that you would be in that mission that they are in, as we hear about that more this morning. Just pray that you'd be with us in our further service. And just, God, we thank you for who you are. Thank you that you are with us every moment of every day. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to all of the visitors that we have this morning. It's very good to see all of you. I am going to get into our announcements here. Today we have Chris Burns with us. He has been a coach at LCCS, I believe, and athletic director as well for some time. And he's here talking to us today about Upward Adventures, and he's going to be bringing the morning message, so we're glad to have him and his family. Janelle is also involved in that, and she'll be traveling to Alaska as well, Janelle Diener. So when we'll be commissioning them this morning, which we'll be doing here soon. Also, just a reminder, Building Fund, if you haven't already done so, please consider making some gifts to that. It's an ongoing thing, and they are welcome and needed at this time. So feel free to, as God leads you, to give to that. Also, there's some fundraisers coming up to help those out, help those families out who are going to CFO camp this year. It looks like we're looking at a bake sale June 10th and a pancake and car wash June 17th. So write that in your calendar, just keep that in mind. And we'll have some updates with that as we go forward. Also, the sports camp. We're going to be having a sports camp again this year for the kids, ages 4 and up, June 12th through the 15th. We'll be having some more announcements about that, too. So we're excited about that. That's always a lot of fun. VBS is slated for July 23rd through the 27th. So put that in your calendar, and we're looking forward to that as we plan that. Church picnic is on here, Sunday, August 13th. Keep that in mind. Also, for Keystone CFO this year, the last announcement there on your bulletin, we will be, Zion's Worship Service will be joining CFO that morning, June 25th, Sunday morning. So just keep that in mind. And registrations are still being accepted, so if you still are interested in going, you can still sign up to go. I think that is everything. So, Steve?
Thank you, Matt. Boy, we hit some of my favorite worship songs today. I've taken that Holy Wedding Day and just played it about 30 times in a row on my phone and my headset. I just love that worship song, and I'll Stand, and oh, goodness, and My Anchor Holds. And just some great opportunities to worship God, so it was beautiful today. I want to give you some more detail in terms of some prayers. One is that Timothy and I just got a note yesterday from Deanne in Thailand. The couple, their names are Long, that actually were instrumental in her going to Thailand. They have adopted a Thai boy named Aiden. And with all the difficulties of immigration right now, and other things, they thought they were coming back to the U.S. for a few months a couple of years ago, and they're still here. They're afraid to leave with Aiden and go back to Thailand until all the paperwork is in order. They're working with a lawyer. They hope that that will happen. But Deanne has really called out for us to be praying for the Long family and for Aiden, that everything lines up for them. So not only right now, but if you think about Deanne and the Longs and Aiden, please keep that in prayer. There's some critical legal decisions being made soon. And those of us here who've been involved with international adoption know that that's a difficult enough challenge. And when you have a glitch like this, it even gets more frustrating. So, Lord, we pray with Deanne for the Longs. Thank you for their influence in her life, and how she has gone and decided to stay where she is in that school in Thailand. And Lord, I pray for little Aiden that he'll be able to legally and safely be joined permanently to his adoptive family, and that you work through all the courts and the immigration departments in both countries, particularly here in our country where the biggest snag is right now. We just lift that and stand along with our sister Deanne in that prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Also, Bob and Kelly have been in the hospital at Women's and Babies for 2 or 3 days now, and Bob actually wants me to be somewhat more specific with you all, just so, in, if nothing else, we aren't all calling him to say, hey, what's going on? So I'll tell you what's going on. They're about 20 weeks, and that's halfway through a pregnancy. The baby's doing fine. They had a routine ultrasound at the 20-week appointment. Those of you that have been through that know that's routine. But it revealed the fact that her cervix is smaller than it should be. And that's a danger for the baby growing as the baby now begins to get a lot larger. And so after considering many options, early this morning at 7 a.m., Kelly had surgery in which they actually stitched the cervix closed. And that will hopefully enable the baby to stay safely within the womb, grow past the 25-week mark when the baby's viable outside the womb, and well into hopefully the 30s in weeks, and maybe even full term, which is 40 weeks. So keep praying for them. Melanie is going to be coordinating some meals. In addition to this procedure, Kelly is going to have a lot of bed rest. So far, we're getting good reports. The procedure went better than expected today. But in spite of all that, she still is going to have to rest, and they could certainly use some meals. And Melanie's having ideas like maybe somebody provides something that'll last a couple of days. I don't know what kind of a cook Bob is, but I think he's going to have his hands full. So if we could bless them with some meals right now, that would be great. Kelly will be in the hospital for a few more days, and through Ashley and our email system, we'll try to keep you up to date as to what's going on. Joyce and I leave this evening to travel to Cleveland, where we're visiting Jake Wagner, our spiritual dad, his son John, who's a pastor in New Hampshire and 5 years younger than I, but like a brother to me. He's coming to join us in a joint visit with Jake. So we'll be gone only through Wednesday. Our Bible study Thursday and home group Thursday are still on. We'll be back in time for all that. But just to let you know that. So we're excited about all that. And certainly we'll keep Kelly in our prayers and Aiden. So praise God. Now it's Chris Burns is a dear friend of mine. We have he's one of those men that I love to sit down and eat breakfast with, and I could just listen to his heart. You know, how do you listen to a heart? You listen to a heart because you see in a man a heart that is just exuding in love for others, in selflessness, in a real call to serve God at whatever cost. And those of us who were in Sunday school got to hear about the ministry that God's called Chris to begin out of experiences that just were happening in his life. And it wasn't something he sat down and said, Lord, I'd like to have a ministry. Can you help me plan one? This is what God has been doing in Chris's life. It's calling forth his gifts. And he's coaches, and I've admired his relationship with the players. I actually sat at the championship game when LCCS won the baseball state championship under Chris's leadership. And I had tears in my eyes as I watched Chris just care so deeply about the personal lives of these players and just reach out to them in such meaningful ways. A couple of years ago, Janelle hooked up with Chris's ministry and has spent a lot of time in Alaska. A lot of this zeroes around outdoor experiences. Chris, I asked to preach today, so you're going to hear a lot more about this. I just wanted to give you my take on it. I'm really excited. And Chris was happy to come today, and I'm so glad he came. And I'm glad so many of you are here to just be blessed and to hear what he has to say. But We have a practice here when somebody goes in missions. I think last time was Mary going to Kenya. When anybody ever goes for any kind of mission work, we believe that we go through them and with them. And Janelle has just been so gifted in being the primary teacher this year in our Sunday school. And she's just serving God in a beautiful way. And we really want to get behind her. This is her last Sunday here before she goes with Chris to Alaska, where these outdoor experiences are. So we're going to now commission Janelle and Chris. Chris is not normally part of our congregation, but we're going to adopt you today, Chris, and we're going to send you with God's blessing. So if the leaders could join me up here. And I just want to give anyone else, family, actually Chris's wife Donna is here, and glad to have you, and daughter Leah, and her friend Isaac, and you're welcome to come if you want. You don't need to. Anyone else who'd like to come. By the way, the Deaners are going on one of these trips to Alaska, Scott and Erica, and Scott's parents are here, John and Rose. They're actually going on the trip. You know, maybe you guys ought to come up too. Maybe we can spill a little commissioning over on you if you want to just stand behind them. I think that would be appropriate. Come on up, Deaners. Join in this commissioning. If Chris and Janelle could kneel here. Can you handle that, Chris? If I knelt, I'm not sure I'd get up. Chris said today there's a big climb up a mountain that they do. He's saying in Sunday school, it's way up, 3,500 feet. And he said there's a fast group that goes ahead, and then there's a slow group that goes behind, and they meet part way, the fast group coming back, the slow group going up. I said, if I go on one of these trips, which I'd like to do, I'll be in the no group. I'm not going up that hill. Let's just give each of us an opportunity to pray, Matt.
God, I pray that you would be with Chris and Janelle as they go to Alaska. I pray, God, that as the beauty of who you are is written in creation, and that we can see that as we look at creation, I pray that these experiences that they give these groups that come up there, I pray that they would be able to help them to see you in a new way. I pray that they would, as they said, getting to the hearts of the matter, the hurts and the hopes that these people carry. I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would rest upon these two as they talk, as they interact, as they even planning the trips and the logistics involved. I pray that you would give them sharp minds and sharp focus. I pray that that you would give them humor as they go along, as things change and things happen, that it would be something that they would hold with open hands as they lead these people on these trips to see you and to connect with who they really are in you. As they leave behind their sometimes fast-paced lives to see you and find you in creation. And I pray ultimately, God, that it is you that they would find, not creation necessarily, not a chat around a fire or close relationship with others, but that they would find you, which leads to all of those things. And I just pray that you'd be with them. I pray for safety, pray that you would protect them, and we just pray that, and as I pray that all of us here would, in our hearts, as the Holy Spirit leads us, that we would think of and pray for them as they go. We just pray these things.
Father, we are grateful for this day. We're thankful for the relationship that we have with Chris and with Janelle. I thank you for the families as they are away from family for this time. I pray that you would bring peace and that they would still be close together through the fellowship of the Spirit. I pray for this summer of outreach that you would give wisdom and protection and health to Chris and Janelle as they lead these groups, as they facilitate these impromptu conversations, which seem impromptu to us, but we know that you are working things together, that you are opening doors for ministry, for healing, for transformation. So Holy Spirit, I pray that you would lead and guide Janelle and Chris, that you would keep them, you would go before them and behind them. And we just thank you for all of the people who are going to come in contact with Chris and Janelle throughout this summer. People who are in their groups, people who store clerks, people serving coffee, people at restaurants, people in travel. I just pray that people would be blessed, and they would wonder at your presence in the lives of Chris and Janelle. So we just thank you for the friendship that we have and the blessing and privilege that we have in sending them, and we are certain that you will go with them.
Lord, I'm just so encouraged that Chris is a leader and Janelle is one of his helpers and others. I heard the name Sarah. There's others that help and serve, that they're so available, that these trips are not based on their ability but availability, and availability of your Holy Spirit to orchestrate events and circumstances that are really God incidences, not coincidences, and that we'll look forward, Lord, to hearing testimony at the end of the summer as to how you have moved. Thank you that that these two are able to be commissioned, and we now commission them in your name, Jesus, and in the power of your Holy Spirit to the calling to which they're responding. Use them mightily. Protect them. Go with them and all those with whom they minister for the glory of your kingdom. And guard their families as they're away. And as in Janelle's case, family members joining. And often as Chris's family has joined as well. Just knit them together through this time. And in times of separation, fill the gap in your spirit. And keep their families safe and well. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You'll hear more from Chris shortly. In the meantime, let's greet one another in Jesus' name.